Good afternoon. I'm Ed Ronco with KNKX News. The Northwest Ice Processing Center in Tacoma, often referred to as the Northwest Detention Center, opened its doors to reporters today. KNKX's Simone Alisea was there earlier this afternoon, and on one of the tours, she joins me now live from our Tacoma studios. Good afternoon, Simone.
Good afternoon, Ed.
Simone, they don't do this every day. What did you see?
You know, they took us on a tour of you know, kind of what they wanted to show media. So we saw the living facilities where immigrants are kept. They're kind of pods, and you see bunk beds. So, you know, in one pod, you might have 64 people living in there. We also saw the medical facilities where which looks pretty much just like a hospital, right? You have sort of individual rooms that people might be treating in as an exam rooms and things like that. And, you know, beyond that, we saw a peek of the kitchen, the laundry facilities, the visiting facilities where people who are coming into the institution might be visiting with detainees.
How many people are being held at the ICE Processing Center in Tacoma right now?
About 1,300 at the moment. Their capacity is just over 1,500.
So why would they open it up today? What's the reason for doing a tour now?
So the person who led the tour was Natalie Asher. She's the Seattle Field Office Director for Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE. So she is new to the job. She was originally appointed to the position in 2010, left for a few years, and is now back. She's 5 weeks on the job. And she said that she basically wants to counter some of the narratives that are coming out about the way ICE treats immigrant detainees. You know, she says that they're being treated well. And the other thing that she kind of wanted to talk about was how hard it is for ICE to do their jobs in a place like Washington State or with Seattle and King County because of their sanctuary laws. So she wanted a chance to talk about that as well.
And before we wrap up here, Simone, you know, this facility has long been the site of protests. And outside, you spoke with some immigrant rights activists. What did you hear?
Yeah, so there were two activists who were outside who had heard that media were getting a tour. And, you know, I spoke with Maru Moravil Pando, who said, you know, they must be doing something right if ICE feels the need to kind of invite media into their facilities and show us around.
All right. KNKX's Simone Alisea live from Tacoma. Thank you, Simone.
Thank you, Ed.